Hi, I'm JBM, the developer lead for the tools for Unity inside Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac. In this video, I'm going to talk about what we've been working on for Unity game developers. If you're not familiar with Unity, Unity is a game creation environment that supports all major platforms, desktops, mobiles, and consoles. Unity is the most used platform to create AR, VR, mixed reality applications, supporting AR Core, ARKit, and Windows Mixed Reality. It's easy to get started, and best of all, you're using C# to write your game. Let's have a quick look. This is Unity, where game developers are spending most of their time. This is where you put together your game in a very iterative process, where you're constantly tweaking the parameters of your game. I can move things around inside the game from inside Unity. Let's move the spinning top. Let's move this hearse, and I can immediately try it from inside Unity. This is a small survival game that Unity made available as a tutorial to learn Unity. And when you need to make a change in the behavior of your game, you just do it from Visual Studio in C#. And when you're done with your game, you just export it to any of the 20 plus platforms that Unity supports. This is Unity. Let's talk about Visual Studio. Visual Studio 2017 supports Unity out of the box through the game development with Unity workload. With this workload, you can install just what you need to write and debug your Unity games in just 1 gig, making it lighter and faster than previous versions of Visual Studio. After we shipped Visual Studio 2017 in March, Unity made it the default script editor on Windows, and we didn't stop there. We've been continuously improving the experience, adding new features and fixing bugs through multiple releases. I want to highlight 2 new features in Visual Studio 2017 15.5, our next release for Unity developers. The first feature addresses a common complaint from Unity developers. Because Unity constantly generates the project files, Visual Studio constantly prompts the users to reload them. In Visual Studio 2017 15.5, Unity projects are now automatically reloaded. It may seem like a small thing, but it really improves the workflow for game developers that are constantly switching back and forth between Unity and Visual Studio. The second feature gives you the option to use the mono debugger that is shared by Visual Studio for Mac and by the tools for Xamarin in Visual Studio 2017. This debugger works best with newer versions of Mono, like the one used in the experimental .NET 4.6 upgrade in Unity, but we'll get back to this later. First, let's talk about Visual Studio for Mac. Visual Studio for Mac also supports Unity out of the box, and using it is as simple as selecting it in Unity's preferences. Since we shipped Visual Studio for Mac at the Build conference this year, we've seen many Unity game developers on macOS adopt Visual Studio for Mac to write their Unity games. For our next release of Visual Studio for Mac, we focused on the debugging experience. We know how important it is for developers to be able to accurately debug their Unity games, and we fixed and improved many scenarios to that effect, especially around expression evaluation. We continue to align the features of the tools for Unity on Windows and on macOS. Next year, we'll bring the popular Mono Behavior Wizards to Visual Studio for Mac. Let's talk about what Unity has been doing for C# and .NET developers. The latest versions of Unity ship with an option to enable the experimental .NET 4.6 upgrade. This replaces the .NET 3.5 runtime in Unity with the .NET 4.6 runtime. If you enable this option, you get access to C# 6 and a runtime capable of running modern .NET 4.6 code, and that includes support for async and await. The tools for Unity in both Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac now support this option, meaning that you can use all the refactorings and productivity features that come with Roslyn and C# 6 to write your Unity games. This is the first step to make Unity support the modern .NET ecosystem, and it's available today. Let's catch a glimpse of what we're working on for the next year. Unity is working on adding support for the .NET Standard 2.0. This means that next year, you'll be able to use and share libraries written for diverse platforms like Xamarin, .NET Core, or the .NET Desktop with your Unity games. Next year, we'll also be adding the ability inside Visual Studio and Visual Studio for Mac to consume libraries on Nuget for Unity projects, making it possible for you to use any .NET Standard 2.0 library in just one click. When Unity supports a modern .NET ecosystem, one scenario we'll be focusing on is Azure. We want Unity game developers to be able to use all the different Azure SDKs from their game and leverage the power of our cloud. To get started with Visual Studio and Unity, go to visualstudio.com to download Visual Studio or Visual Studio for Mac, and go to unity3.com to download Unity. If you've never written a Unity game, but want to use your C# and .NET skills to do so, head to unity3.com/learn for a great series of tutorials. Thank you.